This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features you'll find there free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, Free Talk Live, our site is free. No charge. You can just download a bunch of stuff, archives, get interactive on our BBS, etc. And you can actually create the content of the site by submitting different things you find online that you think are interesting. And then other listeners will vote up or down on your submission. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com, meaning more of our listeners will see what you've suggested and will also be more likely to see what you've suggested, maybe talk about it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to dial in 1-800-259-9231, as Ryan has done. And coming up, we'll tell you about the $62 trillion situation the federal government is facing. But Ryan, listening in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live to start things out tonight. Hello there.
Ian, Wayne, Mark, it's an honor to be a part of you guys' program. Thank you very
Welcome,
much.
Sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to tell a little story about how you guys kind of inspired me to do a little bit of civil disobedience.
Okay.
About 6 weeks ago, my buddy and I were walking the dog up to a Quick Trip, there's a gas station, to get some late-night snacks. As we were walking back home, we kind of cut through a small patch of grass to a road down below, at which point a police car was kind of coming right at us, and he pulls up. We made no attempt to evade him, but he gets out of his car and asks us to stop, and I kind of ignored him at first, and then he raised his voice. So we stopped and turned around, and he asked to see some ID, at which point, you know, I told him that I wasn't obligated to show him anything, so I refused. So, you know, after a couple times, he gets all huffy and puffy and gets on his radio, and within 45 seconds, there's another cop there.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, three cops show up, and this goes on for about, you know, 15 minutes, with them just standing around me holding a bag of Pringles in my hands. And the third cop finally says, "All right, enough with this," and he pulls out his taser.
What?
And at that point, you know, it's a little intimidating having a red dot dancing across my stomach. So I said, "I'm, you know, under duress. Here's my ID. You can have it." So I set my bag down,
wow,
gave it to the first officer.
They were going to tase you over not giving them an ID?
Are you surprised?
I am. Did you ask them if you were free to go at any point?
Of course I did. I asked several times. He said, "No." I said, "Am I being detained?" He said, "Yes." I said, "For what?" Never got any kind of response as to why I was being detained, other than there was a city hall nearby, which he was pulling
You're being
into.
Detained so because the city hall is nearby?
He sounds young and male as well. That may be a factor.
I'm 28. I'm white. I was with a friend of mine who's the same age, and he's black. We were walking a dog. I was wearing bright colored shirt. He said there was some robberies in the area.
They always say there's some robberies in the area. Ladies and gentlemen, when they say this to you, this is a common lie.
Baloney.
They will stop you when you're walking. They will say, "There have been some, you know, I need to check the things you have in your pockets. There have been some burglaries near." There was a burglary reported nearby this evening. This is
really where? Where was it? Where was the burglary?
Where was the burglary? What was the address?
Yeah.
I live in this neighborhood. Yeah. I need to know this information,
right,
officer.
I mean, no. Go ahead. What?
I was just going to say, you ought to ask them questions like that because they
catch them in the lie.
Yeah, because they're lying. There weren't any robberies in the area. There weren't any burglaries in the area. I mean, you know, if there were, they'd be looking for robbers and burglars.
So
how many robbers carry a dog with them?
So they pull down a taser on you, and at that point, you under duress give your ID.
Yeah. So I gave it to the first cop who had originally stopped me. He takes a 4-second look at it and says, "All right, that's all I wanted to see." And he turns around and starts getting in his car.
Yep, it's all about it has nothing to do with actually seeing the ID. It's all about you complying with the law enforcement officer.
Obey.
Yeah, exactly. So he gives it to the second cop, who goes to his car and runs it. My friend had kind of stood back in the meantime. The cops it split us up because he wasn't saying anything. So he said, hey, come over here, buddy. So the other cop pulls him aside, and I think he told him that he was just going to wait it out and, you know, see what happens with me because, you know, he knows I'm a little more outspoken about things like this. So they run my ID, and, you know, of course, I hear over the radio, it's, I think, something code 18 negative. I didn't have any warrants out. I don't have a record. So they proceed to give me back my ID after the fourth trooper there, I guess their sergeant, pulls up. And so at this point, the sergeant, you know, they kind of huddle around the sergeant, and he comes forward. They explained that they were going to give me a card I could call to complain or something. But the sergeant comes over and says, well, you're in a park. You're in a public park, and the park's closed. So you're trespassing. These officers can charge you with trespassing. So now suddenly there's a reason why I guess I would be permitted to show an ID for trespassing.
They didn't tell
confusing.
You that, though. I mean, they detained you for without an articulable reason. And I'm not saying that, you know, that they're not going to get off or whatever. But obviously what they did was immoral. And then, you know, some cop manager says, hey, what? Isn't that a park?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I was like I said, we cut across a small patch of grass, which put us inside the park. But there's a gas station, there's a park, and then there's an apartment complex. So you basically have to walk through the park to get.
So what happened after they threatened you with trespassing?
Well, they never charged me. They let me go. And as we're walking away, you know, my buddy says, "Are you happy now?" And at that point, you know, I kind of laughed and I said, "Yeah, like that was fun." At no point did I really ever feel like anything was gonna
happen
to me.
Here's the win. The win is that you managed to make it that much harder for them to go up and ask somebody, anybody, for their ID. The next time they go
pull
up,
a damn taser.
Like, man, what about that jerk that didn't want to give me his ID and didn't have any outstanding warrants? Because what these cops tend to think is, wait, he doesn't want to give you the ID? He must be a wanted killer. I'm going to be a lieutenant by the end of the night. You know, like, and then Bo Cephas figures out, oh, wow, this guy just read the Constitution. And it's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing that you did this, and, you know, I'm proud of you.
I would call it non-cooperation rather than civil disobedience. I think the key difference there is that civil disobedience is something you plan in advance. It's something that typically you'd want to announce and do publicly. But you had an opportunity to non-cooperate, and that's what you did. When they bring the aggression to you and you don't go along with what they want you to in full, then that's you know, non-cooperation. Just a point of clarification.
Okay, I was able to call the captain, I guess, the next day. So we had a little conversation. Neither of us got anywhere with it, of course, but he did seem to believe that tasers were non-lethal weapons, and that it's never been proven that tasers can kill people.
Oh, we can tase you as much as we want. If you don't show your ID, we'll just shoot you with a taser. It's not lethal.
I do feel good about wasting the time of five cops with over a simple, stupid request. So,
hey, thanks for the story tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call at 1-800-259-9231.
They're never going to stop wasting people's time asking for IDs if you just keep doing what they ask.
Yeah.
People will say, well, you're wasting taxpayers' time. Those police could be back out on the... They had to call five cops in for you. No, they didn't. They chose to call five cops in. They could have let me go because I wasn't doing anything.
You have to wonder what would have transpired had he not had the ID. Because, again, the idea that you have to leave your house every time with a government ID on you somewhere is absolutely ludicrous.
Yep.
And so what happens in that case?
Well, one thing is that you could
probably
say,
ask for name and birth date, I'd imagine, but still.
I don't have an ID to show you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you haven't lied to the officer, and at the same time, you've indicated that you don't have an ID.
That's if you're saying if you have an ID, you're saying, I don't
have
an
ID
to show
you.
You
can always say something like, I don't have an ID to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Which meaning that, you know, at some point if they decide to shake you down, look, you got an ID! Well, I told you I didn't have one to show you. I don't have to show you my ID.
1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. $62 trillion. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And, okay, by the way, the features on the site include the archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site. And the last week's worth is there on the front page. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you way back to late 2006. Mm-hmm. All of it there is free for you at freetalklive.com. Now, don't miss the SACL CAI Fun Compound at Porkfest 2011. You can get your drink on and play some cornhole. The Fun Compound will be the home of Fix Brewing. Get your customary limited run Porkfest. Customary? Don't you mean customized, Mark?
You act like I typed this. It's probably spell check, man.
Limited run Porkfest commemorative beer mug and fill it with a tasty beverage. Try the sticky porcupine, the Molotov Hefe, or even the gluten-free. That's free with two threes. Also, including the agorist drinking fountain, wake yourself up with a spicy Bloody Mary. Chill out with an ice-cold glass of Atlas Chugged or Liberty. Get your lady where she's trying to go every time with a tall El Osborne. Located directly across from the outdoor stage, the Fun Compound will be the place to party at Porkfest 2011 because Jason Osborne said so. SACL CAI Fun Compound. Liquor in the front, cornhole in the rear. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI.
Just made for you, isn't it, Wayne?
Well, I had a shirt like that once. Only it said poker in the rear.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Mike is listening in New York. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello?
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how's it going? I'll get right into it. So I'm having a discussion with a group of friends, and we're talking about a music artist by the name of Lupe Fiasco. Lupe, so O-U-P-E, Fiasco, the word.
And you said it's a music artist?
Yes. And he recently was on CBS Today online, I think, and he was talking about how he thought Obama was one of the world's worst terrorists. They immediately tried to discredit him for saying anything of the sort, and I'm trying to, and I watched the interview, and he was talking about the fact that the government and the military are in these countries, and we're having to pay for it, and they have no real say in it. They're not still, it's not clicking with them, that concept, and I'm trying to go to you guys to figure out how can I explain some legitimate examples where, like, it will make him sound less crazy. Because I feel like when he said on the air, it may have came off, it was just too much, you know, too fast. When he probably should have said he doesn't support, you know, wars or killing people, you know.
It's not like he's got more than a couple of minutes to do anything, and he wouldn't have gotten the...
Exactly.
He's a music artist. He wouldn't have had the time. Like, if he would have just said, I don't support Barack Obama, he probably wouldn't have gone anywhere. But if he says Barack Obama is one of the world's biggest terrorists, he's going to get a little more mileage out of it. There are times when this kind of thing will backfire on a musician, and they just get their careers destroyed. The Dixie Chicks is a good example.
Yes.
Sinead O'Connor is another good example.
Sinead. Yeah,
Sinead, you can pronounce it any way you'd like. The bald chick that burned the Pope's picture.
He's already getting destroyed for it.
What's that?
Okay. He's already getting destroyed for this. A lot of his fans are like, you're crazy, you know, you're anti-American. Like, what are you talking about? You know, nothing, you're an idiot, you know, stuff like that. And it's just like, you know, to me it's like, what? I don't understand it. Like, there's so much in the news. You guys talked about that article in the Rolling Stone, I don't know, a long time ago. Not that long ago, where the military... within Iraq, and they're doing, like, killing people. I don't know. Mark talked about it. I know.
Ian read the article.
Oh, Ian. Okay. I wrote
it down. At this point, long articles Ian has to read because my vision's not that good anymore.
So, okay. So, you know this guy personally?
The artist?
Yeah.
No, I don't know him personally.
Oh, okay. I thought you were asking how he could better approach things for the future so you could let him know or something. So, you're just saying if... In case you get on a television interview, how you could better handle that?
Or just explain it to my friends.
So he's got some friends online and in real life that think that Lupe sounds a little loopy because of his comment. He would like to know, how can he explain Lupe's comment to make it seem less loopy?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a good question.
Okay, here's how you do it.
Because he is a terrorist.
You define the term terrorist for your friend.
That's what
and
I
then
do.
You give a link to the dictionary.com definition of terrorist. And it's going to say something like somebody who does something to achieve political ends through the use of terror or violence. And then you say, look, what does the United States do in order to achieve its ends? Do you think that the people in this wedding party that got bombed, at this boys' school that got blown up, at this place, do you think that the people that survived this are freaking terrorized? Do you think that they might be terrorized? Do you think that governments, every single government in the world, uses terror in order to get what it wants? Because they'll... To collect taxes, they threaten people. They threaten to take away their lives. They threaten to take away their freedom. They threatened to take away their money. That's the use of terror.
It might be interesting to ask them.
Lupe is right. Governments are terrorist organizations.
Yeah, it might be interesting to ask them what their definition of terrorism is before you go on into explaining what terrorism is.
You don't have to. But look, these are going to be 18-year-olds, man. And they're not, their definition of... I wouldn't ask them any question on this one. I would give them the dictionary definition of what a terrorist is.
All right, well, and because I think their one thing was to kind of just kind of keep it current, and I mentioned that, you know, like, Obama's not pulling he's pulling troops out, but he's not really pulling troops out of Iraq, no, and then one of my friends is like, because I mentioned that they're bringing in a whole bunch of, like, private sector people, and I was like, now, and I try to explain to them that there's a private war that's going to start up, and they're like, well, I don't really believe in private
war. What war?
Because private war, as far as, like, the U.S. military and the Department of State hiring mercenaries to go in Iraq and, you know, police these places after the so-called the military pulled out.
You know, what I would also do when approaching it is make it clear that it's the whole government that's terrorist. I mean, the entire government operates in a terrorist manner by threatening people with violence in order to achieve political or social ends. And so, essentially, Lupe, or whatever his name is, was not accurate. I mean, he was accurate in that Barack Obama is a terrorist, but it's more accurate to say that he's just the head terrorist.
Yes, he's the leader of the biggest terror organization in the world. Would probably have been a little more succinct.
So, yeah, you could actually take it a little further and make it clear that way it's clear it's, you're not partisan. Because in many cases, that's probably what's happening here, is people are recoiling at this. This is our president. How dare you say something about him? He's a Democrat. And, of course, maybe he's talking with Democrats there in that particular meeting.
The more likely you are to be a Democrat.
So, kind of putting out there that you think all of the government is terrorist and George Bush was a terrorist, too, that might get them thinking, oh, well, he's not just against Barack Obama. What is this all about? So that's another possibility. So, yeah, okay. Thanks for the call. Good luck. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Yeah, that definition of terrorism is awfully useful to have handy, because people are under this mistaken belief that a terrorist is anything that the federal government says it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty much accurate. It's an organization, a violent organization with political goals that is contrary to the government.
When actually it's a person, usually a member of a group, who uses or advocates terrorism, which, of course, terrorism is the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. And that's all that the government does, federal, state, local. They use violence and the threat thereof to make you do what they want you to, make you pay what they want you to, make you obey. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you'd like, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Once again, 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website. The bulletin board system is there, allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And like the rest of our website features, it is completely free. So head on over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive there, bbs.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know the traditional cigarettes are unhealthy. And the taxes that you have to pay on them feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors. No smoke, just inhale, gosh, spitting all over the place here. Inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. They have all different flavors that you can choose from. It's not that, smoke and mud taste of cigarettes. You take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL to get 5% off at VaporStation.com.
Once again, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. And so we're going to tell you a little story here about $62 trillion.
Ooh.
I guess that's kind of a big story, isn't it? $62 trillion, that's a big number.
It is a big number.
In fact, I don't think I can even fathom having $1 billion, let alone $1 trillion, let alone 62 of them.
Most people with $1 billion are spending their time trying to figure out how to give it away. At least the ones that I've heard about on the news.
Well, the federal government has already spent this $62 trillion, so that's it's done and gone for the most part. The federal government's financial condition deteriorated, this according to USA Today, rapidly last year, far beyond the $1.5 trillion in new debt taken on to finance the budget deficit. According to an analysis, the government added $5.3 trillion in new financial obligations in 2010, meaning they promised they would pay this.
More debt.
Yeah. Largely for retirement programs such as Medicare and Social Security. That brings to a record $61.6 trillion, the total of financial promises not paid for.
Well, right now, since May 16th, they've run out of money, so now they're dipping into the federal pension funds
yep.
to run the government, and they're saying about August 2nd or so they're going to run out of that. If they don't raise
really?
That, yeah, if they don't get their credit card limit extended.
They just can't figure out how to stop spending the money. You know, there's all kinds of programs out there that they could cut that wouldn't be affecting, you know, people directly, seniors, pensioners, poor people, things like
that.
What's that?
Like the war.
You could
the
say,
wars.
Yeah, right. There are six of them, at least according to antiwar.com's count, Scott Horton over there.
Uh-huh.
And if you one of those would certainly cut some of that down. What about things like, oh, I don't know, public radio? They can do fundraising to make mm-hmm. up the loss. What about that arts council thing that they've got out there? They could probably get rid of some of this stuff. That, you know.
But, Mark, there's families that count on these programs.
Right. Families, the bureaucrats that work in there.
Right.
Yeah.
They're going to starve.
It's not artists who could go out and get jobs flipping burgers.
They're going to starve. These soldiers, they need to have employment. I mean,
the soldiers would be getting paid anyway. It's the things that blow up and go kaboom and need to be replaced.
A lot
in
more
wars.
Expensive, yeah. The toys.
It's the families of the people that make missiles. Is that what you're talking about?
Those people need help. They need to put food on the table.
What about the families of the people that get hit by the missiles?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, they're not Americans. They don't count.
1-800-259-9231. The gap between spending commitments and revenue last year equals more than one-third of the nation's gross domestic product. Medicare alone took on $1.8 trillion in new liabilities, more than the record deficit, prompting heated debate between Congress and the White House over lifting the debt ceiling. Social Security added $1.4 trillion in obligations, partly reflecting longer life experiences, or life expectancies, rather. Federal and military retirement programs added more to the financial hole as well. Corporations will be required to count these new liabilities when they are taken on and report a big loss to shareholders. Unlike businesses, however, Congress postpones record spending commitments until it writes a check, or rather recording these spending commitments. $61.6 trillion in unfunded obligations amounts to $527,000 per household.
$525,000 per household.
That's more than five times what Americans have borrowed for everything else in their lives, mortgages, car loans, and other debt. The reflects the challenge as the number of retirees soars over the next 20 years and seniors try to collect on all of those spending promises.
If I didn't know better, I think they were trying to run this country into the ground.
You'd think that would... I mean, I don't know if I believe that that's what the result, but it sure looks that way. $525,000. That's $500,000. More than $500,000 per household. Nobody in America's got that kind of money.
I ain't got it.
I don't know it. It's not my household. I'm sorry.
That's right. That's
just they're just doing running the numbers. But that's not my debt. I didn't authorize it.
Are we going to say, we the American people, going to say that these people in Washington, D.C. simply don't know what they're doing when it comes to spending money?
Actually, they do. What they're doing is it's a massive wealth transfer. That's what it is, because in order to pay it, they have to inflate the money. The wealth is being transferred to a few very well-connected politically connected people.
Yeah.
And it's a very clever, very insidious way to rob everybody.
Yeah, I don't know if every one of the people that are voting for this intends to do what you're talking about, but the result is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Almost $62 trillion in unfunded liabilities, and that's not going down. It's not going to go down.
I hear. What's that sound? I hear a printing press.
Well, they could do it that way, but that's going to make things even more difficult on them, because the more they print, the quicker the money supply inflates, and that passes
they're
down to prices.
They're already printing. And I've read some story. I haven't pulled it up here because the financial story is they can get a little dry at times. But China is divesting itself of 90-something percent of its
U.S. treasuries. But they still have dollars, though, also. They have currency.
So if China doesn't want the treasuries, then who's going to buy them?
That's my question. How does that work? I don't know much about this.
The Federal Reserve is the borrower of last resort, right?
Right.
Well, what they would do is they would probably sell them in the open market, and somebody would lowball, and they're going to take a loss if they sell them off really quickly.
Yeah.
But the Federal Reserve is buying a lot of its own treasuries now. They're eating their own dog food on a daily basis because their treasury auctions are failing, as other countries in Europe are, too.
Yeah, as it appears to be, is that the fiat currencies across the globe are getting just decimated.
By the way, BitcoinCharts.com, the Bitcoin right now, latest price, $29.50. It's up another $5 since last time.
It was up to like almost 35 today.
Since last night. It was like 25 last night.
It just keeps shooting through the roof.
Yeah, it's incredible. So, beware! If you are counting on the federal government to take care of you, you are probably going to be disappointed at some point in the future. Yeah, I know, the checks are still coming right now, and they'll keep coming. But eventually, that $1,000 check you might be getting from the federal government for your Medicare or Medicaid or Social Security payments, military, whatever, eventually that $1,000 is going to maybe buy you a bag of cat food or a meal out.
They're not giving you, the federal employees, state employees, government employees of all sorts. They're not getting pay raises. So
they aren't?
But not of any, and if they are getting sort of cost of living,
yeah,
raises,
usually
they're
like
3%. And it's not compared to what the real inflation rates are.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They've been printing money hand over fist. Food's going up. Gasoline's going up. Is anyone telling me that these rates are commensurate? I doubt it very seriously.
You know, a few weeks ago, Peter Schiff brought up the fact that in real money, in terms of real money, gasoline, oil are actually at an all-time low in terms of gold.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, whether you want to talk about the financial nightmare that the United States government is facing. And by proxy, all the rest of us, at least as long as we continue using their currency. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, take control of the airwaves. Well, you could secede or do what Utah's doing and make gold and silver an official currency. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you can float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer. Yeah.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick. Twisted Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at ofthefield.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to ofthefield.com. If you really don't have access to the internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing free food now on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at ofthefield.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Got a little bit of good news to share with you here in a moment. We'll do that, but also coming up, Tennessee has now passed a law that is apparently going to criminalize pictures on the internet.
What kind of pictures?
Well, ones that could be offensive. We'll give you the details here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Also want to invite you to our website where you can get interactive in various ways. It's all free. If you like the fact that we give you the site for free, then I would ask that you go ahead and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can do it for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, the podcast for amplifiers, and more. Go and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, the Free Talk Live amplifiers are sending Mark and myself to New York City. Coming up here this weekend,
that
Friday.
That Pace Picante sauce ad is absolutely iconic.
It's great. Yeah,
no small town person can say New York City right anymore.
Get out the rope.
Yeah.
That really chaps my hide.
New York City!
I mean, it doesn't have the zip that some, like the Where's the Beef commercial has, but man, everybody says New York City. That so many people in my life, they get the reference, at least, when you say, New York City!
Where's the Beef is too old for me. Like, I wasn't around for that one.
Oh, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard. So, anyway, we're going to New York City, but that doesn't mean we're going to be off the air. You and I, Mark, will be off the air, but Free Talk Live will continue, because Free Talk Live is not the Ian and Mark show. It is a show in which you can call in about anything you want, and it's typically a pro-liberty viewpoint. So we're going to have Stephanie Murphy from Pork Therapy. She's going to be coming in on Friday night to join Michelle, who's normally here on Friday nights. And I believe Gardner Goldsmith from LibertyConspiracy.com is going to be here on a Saturday with Julia, which
Likes Gard.
Yeah, kind of an old tradition. Julia and Gard have been filling in for us for a long time, doing whenever we leave town, which is like once a year. because we're going to leave for Porkfest, but we're taking all the remote equipment with us. We'll be broadcasting live from there. All right. So thanks again to all of our Free Talk Live amplifiers for sending us to that industry convention. It makes a big difference for us. It really helps us schmooze it with the bigwigs in the business. And if you want to be successful in talk radio, it's important to be at these conventions.
I'm practically doing the first speech of the whole thing.
You pretty much are, yeah. So we're going to have to get up early on Friday.
This can't be late.
All right. 800-259-9231. You can join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. A little bit of good news, and then we'll tell you about Tennessee criminalizing pictures on the Internet. But this story is out of NBCConnecticut.com, where the state of Connecticut has decriminalized possession of small amounts of marijuana. Last week, the Senate narrowly approved legislation that supporters call a common sense reform to the judicial system. Tuesday, it passed the House 90-57. The governor, Daniel Malloy, supports the measure, which would eliminate the misdemeanor offense from possession of less than 1/2 ounce of marijuana. Rather than a $1,000 fine and a criminal record and possible jail time, offenders would pay a $150 fine for a first offense and a fine ranging from $200 to $500 for subsequent offenses. Malloy said in a statement, "Let me make it clear, we are not legalizing the use of marijuana." That's coming soon. "In modifying this law, we are recognizing the punishment should fit the crime and acknowledging the effects of its application. There is no question the state's criminal justice resources could be more effectively utilized for convicting, incarcerating, and supervising violent and more serious offenders."
Mm-hmm. That's
well,
good.
Bravo to yeah. that.
I don't agree with that guy on everything, but that's one thing that I think we all agree on.
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal, obviously, but it's a step in the right direction, and you can't, I can't critique somebody who's taking a step in the right direction.
He must listen to Free Talk Live sometimes.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't jump to that conclusion. By the way, those younger than 21 would face a 60-day driver's license suspension, similar to the existing penalty for possession of alcohol. "I recognize some people are concerned about the message we're sending to young people. I think the message is doing marijuana is not the right thing."
You don't do marijuana, Governor.
"But we, this is a state rep, but they're all the same to me. But we chose to change the penalty. Remember, there is still a penalty." Another rep said, I'm concerned it sends a message to our youth that if you possess up to a 1/2 ounce of marijuana, that it's no big deal. It's just a traffic ticket."
See, that must be a member of the opposition party. The Republicans probably said that. The law and order guys.
Just a traffic ticket? 2 weeks two months suspension of your license?
Yeah, and $150
fine. That's not just a traffic ticket. Apparently, this guy's never, you know what? He probably never has had a traffic ticket. He's a state rep.
Yeah, I don't know if they do this in Connecticut, but I was driving on the interstate in Vermont today, and I saw one of those plates that says Senator on it. Mm-hmm. They do that up here. I don't know if they do that down in Florida. There's not as likely you're going to see a senator driving on the road in Florida because the population is so much larger.
I've never seen a plate like that in Florida.
Yeah. But up here, the reps and the senators have their own special plates, so the police officers will know who they're dealing with.
Yeah. They can go through the tolls for free.
That way, when they get pulled over, they don't have to use the line, "Do you know who I am?"
Yeah.
Because they'll already know because they won't get pulled over in the first place.
In most cases, that's probably true.
Unless they're just so wasted drunk that they're driving down, you know, the wrong lane of traffic or
something. It's happened.
Like that. Yeah.
Many times.
So good on Connecticut. Congratulations to them for doing a little decrim. Of course, Massachusetts also has decrimmed. Vermont has the medical pot.
That leaves New Hampshire as the only New England state that has not done a decriminalization of marijuana.
Isn't that embarrassing? It's so sad.
It kind of makes some sense.
Live for your die, man. What?
If you consider that every other state surrounding New Hampshire is like dark blue, mm-hmm. whereas New Hampshire is kind of a red state, so it would make some sense that it was kind of sort of slower in getting
live free and get high.
Speed, yeah.
Well, I'm hoping, and by the way, that's true, Wayne, because my understanding that marijuana is the one of the most popular recreational drugs, not just around the country, but of all of the drug users in the country, the marijuana users specifically, New Hampshire has the highest rate of usage.
As I understand it, New Hampshire is one of the pot-smokingest states in the union.
Last I heard, I mean, that was years ago, so maybe that's changed since then, but it was a long time ago. Something like, if I'm recalling correctly, 1 out of every 10 people admits to it. So about 11%, I think, was what it was. 11% will actually admit to cannabis use in a survey, which means, of course, there are more people that don't admit to it because, for whatever reason, they're paranoid about saying something like that in public.
Stigma, things like that.
Pot smokers. Exactly. So what I'm hoping, Mark, though, is that we'll see maybe a leapfrog. Maybe maybe what we're working toward here is, rather than some piddly crap medical marijuana bill passing, maybe New Hampshire will eventually really do it right and do a proper decriminalization. Not this, hey, let's cut it down to $150 from $1,000. No. To actually eliminate penalties for possession of marijuana. I mean, I can hope. I don't know if that's going to occur. I know that Kirk McNeil from the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense, he's a great guy. He's a liberty-loving activist, and he's taken over the reins of that organization. He seems to be doing a pretty good job with it thus far. We've had some great 420 celebrations at the State House, huge numbers of people consuming cannabis out in front of the State House. So I think
they were doing it. They weren't doing marijuana. They were consuming it.
Right, they were consuming it. And I think that we're moving in the right direction. It's just, it's a bummer to see that, you know, New Hampshire isn't quite there yet. Which means we need
you. It takes a long time to move, you know, to move this political ball down the road.
It does.
It's really discouraging. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, unfortunately, political solutions tend to be more... more permanent. They're certainly not permanent, because take a look at Alaska. They
undid it.
Yeah, they did it and then undid it.
Or look at
making it legal.
Look at Holland, where they for a long time had it to where anybody could go into one of the coffee shops and get themselves some cannabis. They think they had to smoke it there, but nonetheless, anybody could go and do it. Now they've made it so that only Holland residents can go. Hmm. Which, of course, means that all of the tourism is going to be driven underground, and people are still going to get their pot.
Why would they do that?
Sure.
Right. But now if you're a tourist in Holland, you can hang out outside the coffee shop and find a Holland resident to buy you your pot for you, just like you did when you were 15 when you were buying alcohol.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
But yeah, well, I think it's because of I guess they got too much tourism or something like that.
Yeah, too much tourism. It's terrible for the economy.
Well, because there's this stigma, right, attached to being a drug tourist place, though. So, of course, if more places would legalize cannabis, this would not be a problem.
Right. There's probably some reality to it, too. You'd think that they would go to Portugal, where it's legal.
Hmm. It's decriminalized in Portugal.
Okay, decriminalized.
But I might add about New Hampshire that sometimes when these things come up, certain people aren't ready for them yet, but when they keep coming up, if you're persistent over, say, a 3 to 5 year period, it's perfectly conceivable that New Hampshire could decriminalize marijuana.
Well, right. I mean, this is
future.
It's important to remember that we're still early on. The Free State Project has only moved a few hundred activists here, several hundred, to the state, and not everybody's getting active on the same issue. So, what really is going to solve this problem? I mean, it's moving in the right direction anyway. But what will really solve this problem is more movers. Maybe a few thousand more movers. Problem solved.
It's true.
So come on up. FreeStateProject.org to learn more. More coming up Hour 2 next. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.